When states cut back on funding for public universities, as many have, where do those schools turn for money? An article in the LA Times this week suggested some universities are, quote, selling their souls, and referenced ASU in a job posting for that school looking for applicants specializing, quote, in the history of capitalism and political economy, which includes a grant from the Koch brothers. Bob Zemsky is a longtime faculty member at Penn and the chair and CEO of the Learning Alliance for Higher Education there. He says public universities are having to look more and more for private donors.
I once wrote an essay about what happened to the public and public higher education. And, it, you know, if you send the funding out elsewhere, you're going to get a different kind of system, and that's what's going on.
So what are some of the issues that come along with universities having to look for money elsewhere?
Well, they become less insular. Some people, I would suspect, think that's a good idea, but you are less reflective because you need to watch your P's and Q's every minute of the day. And that's different than being censored, but, you know, if you're raising money from philanthropists like the Koch brothers and things like that, you don't want your president out saying something that irritates them or irritates other people. So you get presidents who are less likely to be public spokesmen for higher education.
Is that a bad thing?
It's different. That's a kind of opinion question. So I think it's a bad thing because I think that universities are supposed to be sources of ideas and sometimes unpopular ideas. So if you are always watching your P's and Q's, you aren't going to be up front very often with critiques.
I would imagine that it's a different kind of thing to lobby the state legislature or the governor or write grants to, you know, these big sort of foundations. Is it a different kind of operation to try to solicit money from a private philanthropist as opposed to a grant or a public institution?
Well, it's interesting you threw foundations into the mix. The big foundations that support higher education are now smaller in number, and they act just the same way that the Koch brothers asked. They have their agendas, and if you want their money, you better do their agenda. Once upon a time, foundations were sort of sources of venture capital for universities. That's not true anymore. They all believe in advocacy philanthropy, they say.
Do you imagine this is a trend that's going to continue, or do you think at some point it will go back to sort of where it was in the past?
It's hard to say about what we're going to do with the price structure for most of higher education. If the states continue to reduce their contribution and there's some fundamental change in the federal way that student aid works, then we're going to see an acceleration of this trend. If states step up again to funding higher education, funding academies rather than sort of enterprises, then there could be some reversal, but we're beyond the tipping point. We're in a different place now, and it's pretty hard to go back to where we were.
Bob Zemsky is the chair and CEO of the Learning Alliance for Higher Education at the University of Pennsylvania.